adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
Yep. All right, now we're live.
It's in neutral. It's neutral territory.
Okay,
hey, everybody. I got rid of the puns up already.
We have to fight a giant thumb.
Last episode, you guys finally got into the meat of the first floor. Discovered some guards, or I guess the guards discovered you first, but it didn't matter because the cat killed, I think, three of them.
I'm pretty sure it's about five or six.
Probably all of them. Zarash,
it wasn't that hard.
Zarash intimidated the sergeant that you guys captured, and she spilled some blood about how at least the phrase for the teleporter.
You wrote that down, right?
Okay.
That would be really bad. I was about to.
You didn't really need to, but we'll see what happens. You guys cleared out the first floor. The barracks were down here. You found the privies. You guys dropped the sword on the teleporter to make sure it works. And as far as you know, the sword disappeared, so it seems to be working. I guess that's where we left off.
The critical point
and
down.
You coup de grace the guard.
It's true. She asked me to. Search the bodies.
Well,
she didn't want
to ask
As you searched the bodies,
I said, you want me to let you go? And she said, I'd rather be dead. So I killed
her. Yeah, that was
okay, so technically she didn't die.
Right, there we go. That's what I needed to have you.
Well,
she gave me impression. I inferred from her comments.
Please,
that
cat, stab me
killed.
In the neck. Oh, thank you.
I know we should just. No. I want to check each of these rooms. I'm going to search the bodies.
Well, he searched the bodies. I'll start with the room we're in now.
Okay, I will do the bodies first.
Do you need any kind of roll?
No.
Is there any kind of fire in any of these rooms?
Many. No, you were in the ice tower. Fire is the last thing.
I have a torch and a flint if you really want a fire, buddy.
I need to warm up, guys.
And I'll tell you, just as a hint, the warmest you've been down here has been next to the hot springs. So, if you want to go back and lay down.
What's not going to dry anything, right?
No, it will, just because of the residual, the heat.
Okay,
it's not going to be anything, like, enough to make you feel better, but it's better than nothing. Well, you guys spend time down here for a while.
Just walking over there, I push him on the thing and say the words.
You're doing that seriously? Okay.
Son of a bitch!
That's okay, because that's not how it works anymore.
Yeah, and this is next to the hot spring.
Yeah, he teleports the top.
Oh, so.
All right, everybody leave. We'll just solo the boss.
I'm a little too tired for this right now. Yeah. Can I come back later?
Don't hit me in the face.
So that's how it works. Push the cat on.
Yeah. Okay, on the sergeant, you find a masterwork cold iron longsword.
I want that, please.
A light spiked shield.
So masterwork does give you a plus one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so masterwork.
Well, yeah.
A masterwork cold iron longsword. Nothing you guys haven't found.
I'm going to take that, so you don't have to write it down.
Well,
I had cold iron, but not masterwork.
Light spike shield.
And light spike shield. You masterwork light crossbow. You find two potions of cure light wounds. A potion of endure elements. A potion of interrogation.
What came in handy?
Screaming bolts, two of them. A chain shirt. A dagger, 10 bolts, you find another mirror, and 24 gold pieces. That was off the sergeant.
So, potion of endurance, and a potion of interrogation.
And there were six guards. Each had a potion of endure elements. Otherwise, they had a chain shirt, light steel shield. Each had a cold iron longsword, a normal basic dagger, and a light crossbow with 10 bolts. And each had 15 gold pieces.
That
brings
their gold total to...
Huh? 90. I only have one cure light wounds left. How's everybody doing? Because... If other people don't need
you were the only one to take, besides Jiro, to take damage.
I only have
no,
one.
I,
I did take damage.
Yeah, you did take damage. I was saying, I think you and Jiro were the only ones to take damage.
I only have one cure light wound, though.
You want to take one, and I'll take one?
You're going to slam it? You can crush the can against your head?
Jiro, you're pretty low. I already did all the spells. Or healing-wise, should I just drink this instead?
Like
there are channel.
Seven guards, right?
You can throw a channel? What?
Yeah. Wait, you guys are bathing in the cure light wound potions.
Well, hold on.
You could fill them up into the hot springs and take a bath.
Oh, yeah?
All right. That wouldn't be an attack of opportunity at all.
I'll go stand next to Jiro. Is it also
anything in the room? Searching?
No, you don't see anything. You see basic, like, cold leather outfits scattered around, clothing,
like,
shirts, and stuff.
You do that with each room.
Okay. Yeah. Same thing with each one. You see some weapons, but they're all just basic long swords, cold iron, master swords, bolts. Nothing attentive. I mean, if you want it, you can't use those dice. And nothing that you would probably take, though, you're welcome to, obviously.
If only they weren't so conspicuous.
No, I don't want it.
Okay. I mean, if you'd like some bed sheets,
fine.
You could wrap them up around Willem.
All right, guys. Well, step one of our mission is already done. We cleared the first floor. Where's that munchkin guy at?
Oh, Spoonie?
Patches.
Yeah, he said that they would be accompanying you as soon as you cleared out the first floor. Obviously, they're not here yet.
I'm going to drink one of my Cure Light Wounds as well.
Okay. You guys did take seven of them. Or actually nine, because the guard had two.
Did nine?
Oh, nine?
No, he had one Cure Light Wounds.
I don't know, when you're talking about the other people, you said they only had
two. You said had one.
How many? We got a bunch of Cure Light Wounds?
Yes, you got nine total.
Holy
now.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Well,
each also had a cure or Endure an Elements potion.
Yeah, that's what I thought we had.
You're chugging an Endure Elements potion, right?
If you do that, I'll definitely allow you to feel a lot better.
Well, in that case, can I have one more Cure Light Wounds?
We'll take one of those.
Yeah, can I have?
Easily the greatest PC I've ever been doing.
I'm chugging an Endure Elements.
So, everyone take two, I'll take the.
I remember Cameron, if he would crit, he would say loot the body right after. He wouldn't even check to see if they're dead. Like, loot the body.
What, we're all taking two Cure Light Wounds?
Yeah.
But still only eight.
Jiro's not even going to take
it. In case I have to full speed on you guys.
Okay. I stand under you like a
baby good dad.
With my mouth open.
Here comes the airplane, or the dog sled in this case.
Alright, so I don't need one of mine.
You just have my mom used to give me milk.
Then I'm back to full health.
So everybody's feeling hot? Feeling good?
I thought it was four.
Cure Light Wounds potions are D8s.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
All right. But, you know, posterity.
Right.
Okay, so I'm good. You guys want to try this teleport? I think we should all do it at once. So
I don't know if we should do a teleport or wait for Batches and
Hatches.
Yeah, Hatches and the girl.
You guys, you pluralize everything.
Is it just Hatch?
It's just Hatch.
Oh.
And Nadja's. Here comes the Nadja's.
Yeah,
oh, Nadja's, I have learned your language.
I don't understand. The S, the everything. It makes no sense.
I want smart pussy, yes.
Because we're staring at her Nadja's.
Yeah.
We have not touched in a long time.
Very nice.
So they said that they're going to be... But how are they going to tell when we clear the first
one? He was not clear on that.
Hatch, we're done! Hatch!
Can I do some kind of perception to see if Hatch is around?
You can if you want. So, I mean, you're looking like in just the general vicinity?
Just kind of seeing if I can sense him because he's a fae, and then I'll get a bonus because he's a fae. So, that'll be 30.
You don't notice anything.
Guys, I don't think Hatch is...
Well, so. I think we're all doing pretty good. We know Radisac knows we're here now.
Yeah.
My only thing I'm worried about is which one of these teleporter deals we want to take. I don't know if both of them would lead to the same spot or not.
Well, I think whatever we do, we should all go together. We shouldn't separate.
Yeah, I'm definitely for that.
Well, let's bring back Robot Slide Master.
Okay.
I don't think it matters. Like, I don't think they go to them. Well, they might.
Unfortunately forgot a very dumb, tiny thing with the guard captain that you looted. You found a key, just a strange key made of ice on her.
I melted.
Ice key.
It's just a small, like, bar, essentially, like almost like the size of like a rebar, but it's made of ice. And
For the potions,
all the cure potions are distributed. Who has the endurance? I don't want
it. I don't need it. I have a really high bonus, so... I mean, I'll take one, but I don't think...
I think Willem should probably have a couple.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming Willem already drank one.
He did drink
one. I did drink one.
The spell is like 24 hours, so...
Oh.
And I just don't want one.
I mean, yeah, it's good to have.
He's got like a bandolier for...
I mean, who knows? You guys might get shoved in the...
Oh, should we send a message to these people and put all the dead bodies on the teleport and send them up? And then follow right after?
That'd be funny. We send out, we put all the dead bodies on one and we use the
other.
Oh,
I think we should, totally do that.
Yeah,
that'd be a distraction. If it goes to the same place.
You wouldn't be...
Let's send the captain up.
All of them. The captain and all the dead guards. Yeah. Send them all.
It was eight. So he took one from them. So.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
You guys are doing what now?
Hey guys, okay with that? Put all the dead bodies on this one, and then we'll teleport up this one.
Okay. I see you're gathering. I'm assuming just you? Is everybody doing
that?
No,
but
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out the screaming mirror.
It's like cool. It deafens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It deafens. It's
screaming bolt.
I had screaming arrows.
I mean, yeah. You guys wouldn't obviously know that. But,
oh. Yeah, well, I'm an experienced ranger.
Oh, of course.
Even though I
never
used my
bow.
We'll go ahead and use a meta point and tell everybody.
Yeah.
Well, here to use this. So someone else has to use this. Okay, so as you guys are discussing, well, I guess as you guys are piling bodies on top of one corner and port and getting ready to take the other one, you notice Hatch and Naju just kind of stroll in cautiously. Like that, you see Naju kind of look around. She sees you guys towering bodies up.
Hatchet!
Hatchet's like at her knees barely.
Nadia!
Nadia's like, wowee!
I'll say it's
too good.
I'll say it's called, wow. We're piling the dead bodies up, and then we're going to go up the other teleport.
She's like, oh, well, I guess she'll do it. She's like, you speak skull now, that's lovely.
Yeah.
I
speak it.
Yeah. Did you see me over there? Yeah. I guess I just have to do the accent for Willem now. You see Hatches, he's just like, what are you guys doing?
Do you know how these teleports work?
I know you don't pin them to the ground for three counts and they're done. Why do you have bodies on top of one?
Because we're going to send them up as a message and then we're going to
go
up the
No, he grabs his tiny forehead.
Hatches down, guys.
It's one at a time. You don't just, you send one thing up at a time. You can't just send everyone else at once.
What if we melt them all together?
Melt what all together?
All the people.
God.
We'll be tie him.
Clearly bloodlust. You don't know what you're talking about. He's like, did you kill the guard? Oh, no, there she is. Okay, you killed the guard captain. So, did you get the key thing?
Okay.
You either have that on you, or you say the command phrase. That sends you up after a minute or so.
Oh, so they don't even need to.
So it can only be one at a time?
Yes.
Oh. Hatches, do you know if both of these lead to the same spot?
They do.
So we could...
They lead to the second floor.
So we could build...
After
so
that,
two
I
at
don't
a
know
time.
The command phrases.
So we can go two at a time, at least.
No.
Yeah,
well, yeah, because one person here, one person here.
Oh, yes, that's...
Stupid Hatch. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
However, I will warn you...
Uh-huh.
These teleporters were made with a magic from the first world, my home world.
Yeah, I know.
They are a wild magic. A minute or so goes by before you're taken up.
Yeah.
And within that minute, you are no longer on this plane. You're passing between another plane and then to this. You are highly susceptible to other types of magic and...
You're acting like this.
Basically,
no.
If you're not a white witch or you're me, you're going to have problems taking the porter up.
Is anybody here a white witch?
Nah.
So what is that?
I'm
just,
orange.
Just a warning. So, yeah. Here's what we're going to do, guys. Naji and I discussed this in the first place. We're going to secure this floor for you. We're going to try our best.
Okay, well, we're all
bad
guys.
I see 8 or 9 guys down here dead.
Yeah,
work.
There was 7. Way to count.
The guard captain's a douchebag. I'm tying you. Fuck.
We killed a giant water elemental, too.
Oh, yeah.
And just so you know, you can't fit more than 3 people in the middle pool.
Oh, no, it's tiny. It's tiny.
Well, you can fit, like, 10 of you.
Yeah.
That elemental and I would hang out and get relaxed sometimes.
That guy was a dick.
Well, yeah, you're a cat. Anyway.
That guy was all wet.
Yes. But anyway, yeah, so just be very cautious when you take these porters up, because, I mean, I don't know what's on the second floor. I haven't been here in weeks.
Weeks?
Well, I've been thrown. I was thrown out. I told you guys that earlier.
Yeah, I thought you were weeks ago. Yeah, I thought you were what you were talking about. I thought it was like months.
I'm smaller. Time passes long.
I have a question for you. If you went up, would they welcome you, or would you be seen as an enemy?
Well, I would go up invisible, so they would not see me at all.
What part of thrown out did you not understand?
Yeah, Jiro, I like you.
I thought maybe it was like an Uncle Phil.
You get me. You just have
a jet situation.
You get reality. This cat.
Can you cast invisibility on us?
You don't have thumbs.
Don't worry about it.
You're right. That's dumb. You don't. Anyway,
pause. When you say expose the magics. Like harming weather fays?
No, I've never seen someone who's not a fae or a witch go up with damage, but it's just, it's not a magic of this world, and the white witches don't have it quite down yet, and there may be some screw-ups.
Where's the fire exit? Where's the fire exit?
What are you, how's your heal check?
Are you talking like, I'm going to have my arm coming out my head.
All I'm saying is that you're suspended in ice for a minute before you disappear. Between that time,
medically tight,
you are not of this realm anymore. You're in between realm, or planes, I should say.
That's
all.
Are we going to do this?
I've never seen anyone come out deformed or anything like that. There are no stairs. If there was another way, I'd...
What was Eric saying?
You're asking any of you medical types, why don't you inspect the guard and see if there's anything wrong with them from like going up? They have obviously gone up it, especially the guard captain, since he's where we got the key from.
I'll ask Hatch real quick before I do that if they're witches.
All the guards are witches?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, are they...
Do they use magic on you?
Do they take the portals? Like, are they...
No, they all take the portal up, no problem.
Do they... Why? How do they do it?
I'll check the captain.
Hey, he's just like, what I'm saying is that don't be surprised if you feel strange coming out the other side.
What do you mean?
You're being taken to a different plane before you come back to this one. I mean, right. Do you have any sort of...
planar knowledge?
No. Yeah.
Whatever, let's do this.
I mean, Jiro, you might be able to
go on first. Planes.
Hold on, let Jiro.
Jiro's going up, I'll go with
you. Hold on,
Jiro's
15 knowledge points.
You can tell essentially what he's just saying is that there's a moment when you between teleports that you are essentially how like the shadow plane works. It's overlapped.
Okay.
So it's almost like when they talk about like traveling through space rather than going through it, you fold space. Yeah. That's exactly what he's saying. But for that moment, for about a minute or so, you're in between planes. That's all it is. He's, like you said, he's never seen anyone deformed. Nothing crazy has happened that he's aware of.
One other question. Hatch, if I went in stealthy, would it even be worth it?
The teleporters make a loud sound, and I mean, it's very obvious when someone takes it. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, prone?
What happened when you threw the sword on it?
Went away.
It was encased in ice for about a minute and disappeared.
I think they noticed a giant piece of ice landing on them.
Let's do this. I'm ready.
Say it.
I want to go with you.
What?
Are you?
Get on the other one.
Do you want to do that?
I'm just worried since I have the key that it'll automatically do it when I go on it.
He's like, okay, before everyone goes up, just listen. Najee and I are going to do our best to hold down this section. If you need to come down to rest, recoup, don't be afraid to do so. We may need your help at some point. I doubt all the guards are here. When I was last here, they were searching for the Black Rider.
Oh, the guy that we... Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
He was asking, because he has the key, I'll ask Patch, will he go automatically or will he still have the same
thing? It'll still have the same thing, but you just won't have to utter the command phrase. And also, that key only works for this floor.
No, yeah. Also, Zeresh, will you fill us in a phrase?
Fly, roll upward
to the sky.
To the sky.
And by sky,
Hatch
I mean,
like, yeah,
one
that's
floor.
Right. You're going to the second.
You,
these go between one floor and only one floor.
So you and Willem and then me and Jiro?
Yep. So I will tell you that on the second floor, you'll need to find the command phrase or the key.
Yeah,
either
one's
fine. Listen, Kat, do you want this or not?
So you,
no,
I push it. I push all the bodies up.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying. He's like, yeah, that's a bit weird. You guys are weird with your bodies.
Hey, let the bodies in the floor, right?
Well, you use the bodies to prop up against the door and make it harder for them to get in.
He's like, I like the way you think. That's a good idea.
Very morbid.
Very morbid. I like it. Where's my phone? Whatever that means. I don't know what Mormon is. I love Mormons. Anyway.
I'm going to marry all these poor people.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so who's going up first?
I think it's me and him.
Willows or Ash? Okay.
We have to go.
Actually, Willem, you stay. You guys all go up for just a brief moment. And then when you go back up, Zuresh, I'll come back down.
Okay.
All right.
Spiral upwards, skywards.
All right, yeah. As you say that, you're kind of hanging out, and suddenly you just, from your toes to your top of your head, you're just like just freezing. Ice just comes across you.
Zuresh, son of a bitch.
Exactly. We had Iceman from the Mr. Freeze from Batman. He would say some dumb ice line.
Freeze in hell.
Ice to meet you.
I don't care what anyone says. He was the best part of that movie.
This doesn't feel very ice, guys.
All right.
Then I'll say that's plain to see. All
right. Now that everybody's gone here. Okay, as you step onto the porter, you become an ice, as we say, and for maybe a minute goes by, and suddenly it's a sensation you've never felt before. You feel as though you've evaporated. But when you come to, within a half a second of that feeling, you are sitting in a chair, and in front of you are these two, essentially, one of them, you see these two things almost sitting at like a table. Like, and each has their own table, and they're just kind of sitting there, and they're staring at you. And one of them you see is just like a normal human, just like a normal humanoid. Nothing seems remarkable about him. And he starts kind of chuckling when you appear. And the other thing is just sort of this: one half of it is white, and one half of it is black. It's this humanoid thing, but it's essentially incredibly blurry. But it's very easy to tell. There's a distinct line going down where one half's white, and one half's black. And they're sort of like. Almost in unison, they're like, "Well, yeah, you,
yeah, that's me. Who are you?"
You hear the other guy. You hear one guy. He's just like, "Willem, I like the way you work. I like the way you do things. Kate and Kayleen likes the way you do things.
Hey, I like
now,
you.
I hear that you're how do I say this? Agnostic. Let's put it that way."
Yeah.
You know we're here. We know you're here. You don't believe in us. Well, I guess believe in us, right? You hear the white and black thing kind of hiss, like, shh. He's like, "Willem, I gotta be honest. We want you with us. Kate and Kaylin likes you. He respects you. In fact, if he was here, if he was on this plane, he'd be right here with me. We want you on our side. We want you to embrace Kate and Kaylin." He stands up. He comes over and he hands you a mug of ale, and you're just like, "Come on."
Well, you doesn't take much arm twisting for me.
Yeah. Now the
I do appreciate the story of Caitlin, so I'm getting behind that.
It's like excellent. So
I might get drunk and take that.
The next time you sleep, he hands you this token that has a mug on it. It's like quite maybe about the size of a copper. Just hands it to you. Keep this on you when you go to bed. We'll come back to you. We'll talk. Now the thing in the black and white stands up, and it's like very sinister, almost like kind of similar to Two-Face from Batman. Just one side is just like grinning like horribly, and the other side is very like smiling almost, and it's just like,
"Willem, you need to embrace your magic. You need to embrace wizardry. We can show you the ways. We can show you destruction. We can show you purity.
I like punching things.
How much do you love your magic? Well, we've observed you. You have latent abilities that have been next. How much do you like Chim Chim?
Do you like Chim Chim? I haven't seen him forever."
And he hands you a coin. It's the same thing. One side's black, one side's white.
"If you love Chim Chim, if you love magic, keep this in your pocket the next time you sleep. Talk more.
So I only get one of these to put in my pocket? Is
you,
that...
you have both of them.
Oh.
So, okay. Yeah. You basically, essentially, they hand you coins, and with that, you sort of whir back into existence, and you're
and I bite
the
coin.
Oh, yeah, they're real. They're real and very weird. So, yeah, that's the end. You're up here on the second floor. If you
that
don't mind
interesting.
Bringing down some cash. And I guess I'll hang out with the listener.
Hey, listener.
For 2 seconds. Hey, listener. I'm drinking beer. If you couldn't tell. Zarash is on his way down. Hopefully soon. This is awkward. You guys are weird. Here he comes.
Zarash,
don't
do it.
Where do you want to go? Okay, so... As you're standing on the teleporter, you feel the ice come across your body. Solid ice. Very similar to maybe Iceman from X-Men. As soon as you turn the ice, you suddenly have this flashback. You're standing in a field of snow.
Mm-hmm.
There's blood all around you. There's blood all over your hands. And at your feet is a corpse. Something that's been dead for quite some time. But you were able to easily recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly your sister.
Ah!
Okay,
You notice off to the side on the ground is a bloody weapon. And the stab wound looks perfectly the same as what is inflicted on your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And you look up and you realize that there are corpses all scattered all over this area. And each one is your sister. Just dead all around you. You're looking around, and the one in your arms comes to, its head snaps up, its eyes are glowing blue, and it's like,
you killed me.
No, I didn't.
Your inability to help, to save.
No!
Look at Thora. You did this.
Thora.
You did this to Mom.
Thora's not your daughter.
Oh.
You couldn't save anybody.
I freed her soul.
And then it laughs. You phase into existence, and you're standing across, and you're on the border as well. Teleport. So,
I
guess. Yeah, that makes sense. We love your sister. Alright, I guess if you don't mind sending down Brian and David.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, actually, just send one of the two down. Don't send them all, sorry.
David, your
turn. I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, I know. I was just making it easier for the podcast.
Oh.
The listener. I'm assuming you were going to go up, of course. I mean, if you're not, we can have this, we can just hang out.
What do I witness?
Nothing. You see, you watch Zarash, and you watch Willem, just in case of ice, go up. No problems. You didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. You see Hatches and Nadja sort of watching you and Zero and see who's going next.
When me and Zero get on there at the same time?
Yep. If that's what you want.
Yeah,
all you need is the command phrase.
I wrote it down. Hold on. Upwards and onwards to the sky, or
not the happenings.
Hold on. I've never written down.
Hatches kind of chuckles. He's like,
Hatches, just say it. Spiral upward to the sky.
There you go. You got it.
Stupid catchphrase.
Well, you're a stupid cat. And just as he
what?
Says,
what?
You're kind of, you have ice encase your paws from your feet, go uh-huh. all the way up your body, and you're suddenly just solidified. And you disappear. And for about a minute or so, you're just blank. You're in a black space. Sort of like to the Matrix in the white room, but this is black. Suddenly, you see this like small dot of like blue on, I'm kind of drunk, neon blue light coming forward to you.
Ooh.
As it gets closer and closer, you realize it's a butterfly.
Desna?
And it comes closer, and it's like, not Desna, my friend. But a follower as well.
Oh.
It's good to see you. I have terrible news for you.
What?
Heimlich is still alive.
What?
Where?
He's cutting a
path. Why is that terrible?
He's killing innocent people.
Why?
He's no longer a member of Desna's, of us. He's
but they told me that he died.
He's not.
Where
he may not be in mortal form anymore, but he's very alive.
What happened to him?
He was killed in an unfortunate accident with the people you now travel with.
I know, they told me, but...
After that, he rose. He's making his way northward to White Throne, and he's killing anyone he had come across.
Just by himself?
Yes.
He's that powerful?
Yes. We need you to stop him.
He's the one that brought me to you.
His version was never the correct version. Desna allowed it to happen. She may stop it herself. She would have stopped it herself if she was here on Valerian.
What happened? I don't understand.
We know very little.
Why?
We think another god is involved.
What do you want me to do?
We want you to kill him.
Who are you?
Not good. For good. I'm a herald of Desna. That should seem obvious.
Yes. I love
butterflies.
Well, I will gladly take that. I just ask, grant your blessing on my star knives.
She, you see like her wings come together, yet somehow still floating.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, good luck, my warrior.
Thank you.
Please help us. And with that, you appear on the next floor.
Do I get any bonus on my
You have knives? Zerash, maybe? You have Zerash next to you, who's crying.
He's crying?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
He's crying. And at this point, I'll need you to ask and send your again.
All right.
And podcast, I'm going to pee for a second. So.
Oh, yeah, pause it.
All right.
I'll pause it real quick.
Hey, thanks. Okay.
Could have just did it.
That's true. I could have just done it. Anyway, across from you, you see the cat, and you're just like, God damn it. I fucking hate this guy. No, just kidding. But at the same time, in perfect unison, each of you have your ice. Ice starts climbing up your feet, up your legs, all the way up your torso, your arms, your head. You're encased in it. And a minute goes by, and you disappear. And you're not quite sure. It's almost like you're dreaming, but what you see while you're teleporting is, first you see, you immediately come to, and you are cutting off Snearbart's head. You have his head, you have your hand on one of his ears, and you're cutting his throat off. And you hear a cackle, like off in the distance as you do that. The next thing you see is a large spear of ice that you cast from your hand, and it impales Zerash through his torso, and he falls to the ground, and you hear another cackle. And then Willem, you suddenly have these almost sort of ice brass knuckles, and you're just clobbering in his face as he's laying there just taking all of it, and you hear again the same cackle. And then you rise up, and you're kind of heavy breathing, and you feel a very cold and like almost tendril-like hand come over your forehead, and you hear this, good, Jiro, good. This is what we've always wanted, what you and I have always wanted. And you look up, and you see this very pale woman in a long flowing dress with almost blue lipstick look down at you, and she kisses your forehead. And you come to, and you're on the second floor with Willem next to you, who looks very confused. And we'll stop there. We'll bring everybody else back down.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a mini break.
All right, we're back from Portal. You got to change the map.
I do. I have to open my beer and swallow my cookie that's in my mouth.
While you're changing the map, let's all. So I'm up next to Zerash, and you're crying, so we can kind of roleplay as long as there's nothing imminent attacking us, right now.
No, nothing imminent.
So
I'm like, I will explain your surroundings in a moment.
What's wrong, buddy?
I saw my sister.
Really?
A lot of her.
What? You just saw a part of her?
No, like. Tons of her. There's like millions of bodies on her. She said I killed her.
Did you?
No. She said I was so weak I couldn't have saved her.
So somebody else killed her?
She was killed by one of the White Witches.
So why is she blaming you? Or do you think this is a White Witch trick?
I don't know. Who got to me?
You know what? Now that you say that, I think this might be the White Witch tricking us, because when I was going through the portal, Purtle, that's how I say it, where my native land.
Native
<code.
laughs> The Purtle.
The Purtle. The Purtle, yes. I was visited by a butterfly. And you know what a butterfly means, right?
Spring.
A spring? It has no symbol.
Idiot. Oh.
And she told me that Heimlich is alive. He was brought back from the dead, and he's killing people all his way to the north.
We're not with them, right?
No,
you two
so
are
shut
off
the fuck
other
up, man.
He says, Heimlich is alive. My face is good, sad. I start crying more.
But apparently, Heimlich is alive, and he's like a. Do zombies exist in this world?
We killed zombies. That was the first monster we fought.
All right,
zombies do exist.
So he's a zombie, and he's killing everything in his path from. The south here. He's coming by foot. So, I mean, he'll be here in, like, what, 10 years? So that's something
no,
to worry
he's,
about.
He's on
future.
His way. What you were told is that he's on his way to White Throne.
What?
He's on his way to White Throne.
Where's White Throne?
White Throne is
it's
where...
the capital of this place.
Okay, but still, it's going to take him forever from walking, because we took our portal.
Yes.
So in about 10 years...
Well, I just hope he doesn't run into
assuming he
didn't chest in the middle of the room.
I don't,
get the reference, but yeah,
reference.
I agree.
Yeah, I think he might have supernatural powers. And I've been tasked to kill him. Desna, bless my star knives. I may or may not have a bonus to them. That's a meta point. Meta point it.
Save my meta point.
True. Save it.
When I whisper, it's meta, I'm meta talking.
While you're meta talking, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've got that gift. That was the new feat I took, meta talking.
So we should make a rule something that's called meta.
I'm a level 3 meta.
Got my meta feats.
Looks like the DM is drawing a dungeon on the left hand side, so I'm going to assume that.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if Zura or Willem and Jir will like to talk with this.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Jir's just like, it just really got to me, man. I don't know. I didn't get any bonuses from.
Yes, anybody.
I said may or may not have.
One thing is, my sister said I wasn't strong enough, so that just means I have to work at it.
Well, your sister also sounds, no offense, because you could kill me. Your sister doesn't sound very nice. You obviously did your best. That's why I'm thinking this is a trick from the White Witch.
You might be right, Kat, but I'm not that wise to figure that out.
I think you're right, but I'm dumb.
Yeah. No, I have a +1 for a touch. My wisdom is just average.
Yeah, hey, I have a +1 too.
Both our sisters are dumb.
Dude, take it back. Clarissa was the smartest one I ever knew.
She cleaned it up.
Just really.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so let's smash, cut to Willem.
Smash.
Jiro.
So,
me and Snurf hug it out at you.
What do you think about Kane Kalen?
He's alright.
Did you get coins on your trip through that, wherever we came from? Did shit get weird? Shit got weird, didn't it?
I don't know, but from the bed, I could beat your ass. I mean, a beautiful dream about killing the cat. I mean,
oh. Well, we all have that dream. That's a nightly occurrence. What was it?
I don't know. I just saw me killing all of you guys.
Oh.
I don't have full.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
I show him the 2 coins I got. I got these.
What he's showing you is 1 coin
nice
is pale. Black, the other side is white, kind of similar to Two-Face. Two-Face's coin from, like, Batman.
Okay.
The other coin he shows you just has, like, a mug on both sides.
I think I'm going to use this black and white one to decide whether I punch, cast a spell, or just cast a spell from now on.
I'm going to cast magic. Focus on the coins.
Okay. Just give me a moment here. Draw my awesome circles.
Do you know anything about Caden Kalen?
David knows a lot about him.
I played a paladin with Kane Kalen. So I'm just curious. I'm not going
to
tell you.
Which don't actually exist. I allow
them. It said in there that they do exist, but they're very few.
Okay, sure.
And there's also a Strix.
that too.
Strix are like 20 monkeys. Listen to episode 1 through
13 or 14 if you want to hear that.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic as well, actually.
Wait, you're not going to... You don't roll for Detect Magic, so, I mean, you can do it, but...
You feel the... obviously nobody else knows this, but you feel the black and white coin like get warm, and it just feels really good.
I hug it close to my chest.
I put it on my
feet. How big is the coin?
No bigger than a copper piece.
Oh, okay. So,
very small.
Well, so he sees this magic too. Man.
So where are we?
You are on the second floor, as far as you can tell.
I know, I guess I'm in.
I will put you guys' minis down in a second.
This floor looks crazy.
Is there anything reflective in this room, out of curiosity?
Not from where you can tell exactly where you're at, besides what you're standing on.
So if I look down, like, can I see my face in the reflection?
Yes. Yes, you can. You're not a vampire.
No. Just curious if anything appears on my forehead.
After, No, there's no lightning bolt scar or anything like that.
I don't know what happened in this.
You're an orc, Jiro!
I don't know, mate. I live underneath stairs.
After me and Snare get done hugging it out, I go, maybe we should have asked that person to come and get back down.
Whoops. You're going to jump up the tower.
Maybe we just take the stairs? Oh, look, they roll out the red carpet for us. Oh, this isn't even oriented.
That's alright. I'm sure all the Malay guys next to each other and all the
DMing
guys.
Real quick. Give me a second. Just give me a little bit. You guys want to go to Ryan's corner? That would be cool.
Ryan,
Ryan,
where are we?
Ryan, what the fuck has happened?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Fuck you guys. I don't care.
You need a better point.
I'm assuming some kind of illusion.
Well,
to the little girl, just stronger.
Yeah, that's what. Well,
I've seen a bunch of little girls in mine.
They're
all my sister.
You're a horrible person.
And she was all cut away.
Yeah.
You should seek help.
I did, and I kept keeping that on my
head. Ryan, should we promote our journey to Gen Con? We're going to Gen Con.
This will be so where you're going to hear us in October. Guess where you're going to meet us at?
Oh, yeah. That won't, yeah. We went to Gen Con by the time you've heard this.
Don't know what's going to happen yet, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I got herpes from a raccoon furry. That was probably the worst part.
It was.
And when you ask for...
That's sweet tail.
When you go to the Hentai Cafe... Make sure you
don't ask for the rocket special.
Make sure you specifically say cappuccino, because if you mispronounce it a little bit, you'll get a cummuccino, and it's not very good.
Depending on what the cummer ate.
Probably gonna be gross. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Unless
that's what you're into, whatever.
Yeah. Let's judge.
Speaking of anime, I started watching that new one that's the Netflix exclusive.
Yeah, I saw that.
The animation in this is really... weird. It's like computer graphic, but it's like they didn't speed it up to make it look like it flowed right. So it looks like early 2000s computer graphics.
Like Reboot?
Yep. I mean, maybe even a little worse than Reboot.
Aren't they rebooting Reboot?
I've heard that they have.
They've been rebooted.
Yeah.
I heard something out the door. This stopped.
What's the name of the Netflix one called?
Knights of Salonia?
Or just the new Red.
I don't know. I mean, for a Netflix one, I guess it's alright.
Red,
I mean, it's like every
stereotypical
anime thing.
Yeah.
In
lesbians are in
I've
prisons.
Seen one anime show, and I didn't watch all of it.
Yeah,
Attack on Titan.
I just finished it. Well, I finished the first season.
I get weirded out by the weird Japanese like morality stuff that they have. That's just completely
country.
Yeah. I just they're like. We must fight for honor. I have disgraced because I have not been there's that weak kid that's their friend.
Mm-hmm. Armin.
Yeah. Armin. He's like, he died because of me. And like, he's like, I should just stay here and kill myself. Like, I just don't get that. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't register. So I just feel like
a coward. The Japanese are never...
What a coward. I'm practical. The
Japanese are
hardcore. You're right. They're not cowards at all. Bombing Hawaii unannounced.
I know. That's like vacation hotspot, and they just fuck up everybody's weekend.
Because, yeah, when you're going to bomb, you do it announced.
Right.
Hey, America did.
Sort of.
Hey, we're going to destroy half your country. Here we come.
Okay. All right, as you guys come to...
Anyway.
And then we come to the second level tower.
Anywho's, I'm holding Zurash. He's crying. I can't support him.
Yeah, I'm like leaning him over.
My sister's
not
your bitch. I really should say that. How old was your sister when she died?
8.
Well, fuck her. She doesn't know shit.
Oh, shit.
You cool with them talking about your sister?
No, I'm not.
I'm just joking. Kidding.
A crescent-shaped dining table occupies this Y-shaped chamber. Where two large mirrors on the north and south walls create the illusion of an even larger space.
What was...
20 feet overhead, an immense chandelier of ice crystals hangs from the ceiling. To the east, rounded steps access a short hallway, flanked by twin ice sculptures.
Green are the ice sculptures? What's the... Oh, we're not in
there. Ice sculptures of dryads holding ice-carved tree limbs, creating an elaborate archway. Translucent, glass-like double doors are set in the hall's north and south walls. To the west, two alcoves stand between three windows, providing an amazing view of the wintry landscape.
How many
of
those doors do perception?
It is 17, or 14 for my perception.
And you're just...
I'm just getting like a basic layout. Basically trying to look out to see if anything out of the ordinary besides what you already said.
Okay.
And I also want to knock down that chandelier, but I'm going to put myself back.
Alright. You immediately notice that
Snurfart runs in front of
me. I should probably draw
My name is Snart. Schnurbart.
I got a speech impediment when I talk in your language.
I'll say it in scold for you then.
Okay. Just pretend it's cross. Pretend that's a Christmas tree.
Perfect day.
This is
something close to crescent. It's just a rectangle.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not a rectangle because there's a curve.
That's not a crescent.
Right. I just pretend. You can do that, right?
Okay. No. What is that?
I can't pretend anything. You make me
this game. Yeah.
You. Strangely enough, I need two. I guess this one and two small. If you don't have them, medium's fine. No meta gaming.
I just remember meta.
Oh yeah.
Match?
Yep.
Oh, so cute. You
just need two. And a medium.
Yes. What kind of medium?
Anything, really.
I think we're going with the Emmys. I think that's why they're that perfect.
It's perfect. Okay. You guys immediately notice, Zeresh specifically, Kitty Cat is checking out the door. You see two... creatures that you had seen before, like doing like sort of like a acrobatics routine. They're like doing somersaults and catching the other, throwing them in the air as they jump back and forth. And you see a figure that you noticed prior playing a little harp.
That stupid bitch Fey thing.
Just going like,
oh, the what were they called? The Forlorn? Is it the Forlorn?
It is what you believe to be.
You will not stand up on
that. Do I get bonus XP for remembering that?
That's perfect. Icon Paladin?
Good thing.
Oh, you want to use... I got this new one.
Yeah, if you want to.
You got new minis?
That looks a lot cooler.
Lance will be getting used to that one. Or I should say Kitty one.
Yeah, you notice... you just hear like, Jira Lask, awesome! And she's like... just playing like her little... And she's like... You guys suddenly see her just like grab the strings and stop the sound.
Hey!
She's like,
what are you doing here?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, what are you doing? Oh man, the witch invited
us. I live here.
Yeah, dude, we're here for the witch. Yeah, we're here for dinner.
It's not served yet. The cooks haven't come out.
Oh, okay.
How about we entertain you beforehand?
No, I'm pretty entertained.
No, let's do some initiative. How's that sound?
All right.
And,
yes, I need initiative from every boulder.
Wait, do I get to do a perception on that door before that?
Actually, no, you're right. I'll be
doing
a perception check.
Oh,
that
one back. Where's the arm at?
That'll be a 21 perception on that door.
I killed her. Don't check what you're checking out.
Okay.
You do not hear anything coming from the hallway.
Alright. Are you in initiative?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
She don't lock you. She don't lock you at all.
So the thing in the middle of the table, right?
Yes, the green thing is a table, essentially. It's crescent shaped.
How far up is the chandelier?
Chandelier is...
Are you going to do an aeroplane move?
40 feet high.
Is there a rope that connects it somewhere so we can cut it?
It's
and, like,
directly above it, and it's not a rope. It's essentially a pillar of ice.
Ooh, melt it.
Ooh.
Ooh!
Ice works that way.
Ice is just cold water, dudes.
Duh, idiots.
This is just water, dudes.
And water is just hot ice.
What? Okay, Schneer, what was your initiative?
19, so 23.
Okay.
Sorry, I've got to break out the flow for this one.
Sorry, I broke your menu.
That's alright, I didn't think that I wasn't there too good. Plus, I was putting together Midnight Last Night. So.
Hey, what do you think for Jiro?
You put them together?
16.
16. Willem?
20.
20. Zoresh?
14.
14.
Let me get what these guys rolled.
Wow. And you said that I heard nothing in that door.
You don't hear nothing.
Ryan's corner, real quick. Ryan.
Yes, Ryan.
I know that she's a bard because we met her earlier.
Okay.
If I try to specifically knock out whatever instrument she has in her hand,
yeah.
What is that?
It's a disarm check.
And what does that entail?
It's a CMB versus her CMB, but since you don't have the improved disarm, you do provoke an attack without complaining.
I have improved
bard.
I have improved thunder.
Can you break? Does that count towards weapons?
I never do thunder again. And if I rage, I get smashing, so I'll automatically ignore thunder.
It's under calm down.
It's kind of funny.
Sneer, what's your dex?
My dex is 19.
It's like if you went into a concert and you just like ran up and broke somebody's guitar while they playing it.
Which I think it's
no.
They're crying. It's the whole conversation. And just now she's like, oh. All
right, Sneer. You barely get to go first.
I barely and do. So I'm gonna go up and okay. So it's CMB with a minus. All right, I get it. I just provoke an attack opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to break or knock the her harp out of her.
Okay.
Or whatever. It's a harp. I thought she got it right.
Yes.
Well, it's like a loop.
Okay, whatever the fuck he has.
Alright, yeah, she's not gonna hit you.
Alright, so it's a CMB, right?
Yep.
So, 24.
54.
That does in fact succeed.
Woo! Nice!
You knock your harp out of her hands.
And I say.
She's like, ha ha ha!
And I say, quit harping on me.
There you go.
I don't know. That's all I
did. Yeah,
but
she brings out a nice
jam.
Little voice.
I love that song.
She's like, oh, dear kitty cat. My harp playing skills were always second best.
So you're
dead.
Getting
yeah.
Skill?
You tell her. No. They'll go, yeah, you're number one at being a bitch.
What? I give a high five, but no one's around, so I just...
I saw an opportunity.
It's like an episode of How I Met Your Mother where you just have to hold it up to
yeah.
Someone. No, it wasn't that good. She's kind of nice. She's just kind of a dick. And tries to kill us. Whose turn? Probably her turn, right?
Yes, it is. Well, not her turn, necessarily, but the two little guys. Her turn.
You also just think of that guy's going to
you get a plus two against her because
she's
fae.
Sure roll.
Oh, are they fae too?
Oh, I think
they're... Well, he wouldn't know. They could guess.
Meta point. Do they look like the ones we fought in the...
Yes, they do. One, they look like one of the ones we fought. Actually, no.
Well, they are my favorite enemy, so I think I would know. Not like I'd get any bonus on defense against them, right?
Okay, so... Okay, well, are you want to take a break?
I'll go through. Let's go one through one round.
One round. Yeah, okay. I like it. Kitty cat, I need a fortitude save for you.
Let's go through one round of combat. Dead air.
He's 12.
12?
Yep.
I can rap songs. What you're doing, Kitty? What you doing, Kitty? Play
the Concord song.
I don't know which one
it's on. The one that goes, Kitty, what you doing, Kitty? What you doing, Kitty? Kitty, what you doing? You're a cat. You're a cat.
Okay. No, you guys all watch, and you're like, what? And as one of the little guys here kind of waves his arms around, whatever you can tell of his arms, and he's just like,
woof!
And suddenly the cat goes,
yes!
Shrinks down to size. Shrinks down to about almost their size, actually.
Oh, you're like a real house cat now!
All right, and I guess with that, we'll call it for now.
I
thought we were
going
around to combat.
All right, I guess we can do that.
Well, we're at the limit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good ending.
That's a good ending. Small
kitty. Little kitty.
Kitten time.
Cat got
reduced person. All right. See you next, Pathfinder.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.